Our first short message today goes under the heading, Go Fear Less. Go Fear Less. Question for you. What do you know about angels? What do you think an angel looks like? How might you recognize an angel? Do you even believe in angels at all? Apparently, a survey in the UK says one third of people do. The Bible refers to angels many times. They're spiritual beings created by God to serve and glorify Him, created before humans, and they never die. Like humans, they have free will and can choose to serve or rebel against God. And before humans existed, the Bible says that some angels did, and then the Bible talks of them as being evil spirits. What do? They worship God and they serve Him. And they're messengers. Others are guardians of humans, and some have authority over regions of the world. Some have wings, others not. Some move around in plain sight and can be mistaken for humans. And there are different types. There's, for example, seraphim and cherubim. And a few are directly named. Of course, at this time of the year, we often remember the angel Gabriel, God's chief messenger. And the number of angels, there are massive numbers, the Bible tells us. A key role for an angel is to announce and celebrate good news. They shout for joy at creation. We see them at the events of the first Easter, greeting the women at the tomb where Jesus had once laid. And of course they play a significant role at Christmas, in the first Christmas. But only God is to be worshipped, and never ever angels. In our Bible reading that we had a few moments ago, we're taken to a hillside where there were shepherds 2,000 years ago. It was an ordinary night, doing ordinary things. They had ordinary lives. But then they had an extraordinary encounter which changed them forever. Suddenly, the angel Gabriel appears in front of them. Must have been amazing and shocking. It certainly was for the shepherds, because we're told they're scared stiff. Not just at the sight of the angel Gabriel, but that they had a sense of the holiness of this angel who'd just come from the very presence of God. When the shepherds had sufficiently recovered, Gabriel commanded them. He said, listen, focus. I've got an instruction for you from Almighty God. I want to share with you good news of great joy. It's going to change the lives and the course of history, because the Savior of the world has come. The light has entered the darkness. The miracle baby has been born in a stable. The stable is in Bethlehem, and the baby you will find is wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Now go. Go and check out this message, because my words are trustworthy and true. They come directly from God. If that wasn't shocking enough, suddenly the whole sky is filled with angels. And they're singing glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Must have been a wonderful sound. Peace between humankind and God Himself. This is wonder-filled news that's sung out. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests. The type of peace being talked about, the most often talked about in the Bible, is peace between God and humankind. And the more people that know that peace, the more peace there will be in the world, in the sense of conflict, of violence and fighting. So let's light a candle and let's say a prayer. I invite Shannon to come forward, and the first lighter as well, and to light the candle. Is that you? Who's doing that? Is that you, Lacey? So light the first candle, Lacey, and then we're going to pray. Shannon. Nice and loud.
Loving God, we thank you for the glad tidings of the angels singing out the fulfillment of the promise to send the Saviour. We thank you for this season's power to move, inspire and challenge us. The joy of the good news that you love us so much, that through Jesus you have come to us and shared our humanity, that you want us to share in your everlasting life. We thank you for the special things we associate with Christmas, the spreading of goodwill, the sharing of friendship, the longing for peace, and the experience of love in so many ways, including gifts. We thank you for the carols, old and new, for familiar and much loved words of Scripture, for all that speaks of your coming among us in Christ Jesus. May we see the truth of your wonderful light in this season. Amen. Amen.
The second message today goes with this title, Go See. Go see the Prince of Peace. Verse 15 of our reading from Luke chapter 2 said this. When the angels had left, that's the heavenly host, all those angels singing, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see the thing that we've been told about. And they hurried to Bethlehem on a mission of exploration and discovery. On finding the baby, this vulnerable peace child, Jesus Christ, they were amazed. They saw that God, through Jesus, had written himself into history. To save us, they were going to learn. To die for us, to walk with us through life's good and bad and everything in between. It was amazing. But what does that look like for us today? In Chippenham? In 2023? Maybe something like this. Maybe on Monday, but not this Monday because it's Christmas Day, but on an average Monday, first thing, the bedside alarm bursts into life. Maybe your automatic radio goes on. Radio 4. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. In the past, you would tune in to and listen to the news. Your briefing on toxic problems around the world. While you make a cup of coffee. But this morning, Monday morning, you skip the toxic news briefing. And you make yourself a cup of coffee. You stagger to a comfortable chair. Your hair's all over the place, if you've got any. Sleeps in your eyes. But that's okay. Because you're not in that chair to look at yourself, you're in that chair to look at Jesus. Slowly, a few words start to spill out. And you might even say a few words of praise as the coffee kicks in. Dear Jesus, thank you. You are great. Thank you for your blessings yesterday. Thank you that you're going to be with me today. Thank you that you never forget about me. And you're with me right now and you're listening attentively to me. I am blessed. Wow. And in that chair with coffee in hand, there is actually a powerful moment. Because you intentionally open the stable door, as it were, to see Jesus and allow him to enter in. To your day, even to your Monday morning. And those Monday morning blues start to warm up and go yellow and hopeful. In that moment, your world may not instantly have changed. The weather outside may still be frightful. Yeah, I like that line too. The airways of toxic news still flying around, but something's different. Something's different because you've got peace in your heart. Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. Be still and know that I'm God. Everything changes when you've got Jesus in your day. So let's light a candle. Let's say a prayer of thanksgiving that we can know Jesus for ourselves, that he wants to be our friend. And I'm going to invite Kirsty and Joy to come forward. Joy to do the candle, Kirsty to share a prayer with us. Thank you, Kirsty and Joy.
Dear Heavenly Father, at this Christmas time, we pray for all those who will shed a tear of sadness because life is just so tough. Maybe they are missing a loved one who will no longer be with them. Maybe they will feel lonely even though there are lots of people around. Circumstances seem so dark. We pray for all those in our nation struggling to pay the bills, worried about the cost of living, wondering if they can afford a decent meal, unsure of a safe place to sleep at night. For those worried that their important medical appointment has still not arrived for yet another month, we remember those who are unemployed, seeking new forms of employment and better work opportunities. May they soon have success. Please speak to each one in your still small voice and grant them your peace, which passes understanding, a quiet confidence which only you can bring, and a lifting of burdens that in the moment seem so great. Refresh their souls, renew hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Amen.
Third message, first from verse 17, go tell. The shepherds excitedly tell Mary and Joseph all the startling adventures they'd had that evening. The parents are amazed, and Mary holds these testimonies, these events, as treasure, very special to her. She doesn't, for example, have a cast of the baby's foot done. What she has, what she keeps, is keepsakes of memories and of testimonies and of gifts of this time. We're told that Mary thought about them often as she went through her life, about these amazing events at the birth of baby Jesus. On leaving the stable, the shepherds are confident and excited to share their good news, the wonderful things that they have seen. They want to go and tell the whole neighborhood. So, I want you to put your imagination switch on. Imagine that was happening now. Where would the shepherds go now to tell the good news? And for me, I think they're going to go to Starbucks coffee shop. They're going to step through that door. And all the people in the shop around the tables having their coffees, or bar one, I'm just thinking, who works at bar one? What's that? What's the other one in town called? Coffee. Come on, Ruth. What's it called? Coffee One. I'm changing it. They're at Coffee One. I like Starbucks because of the star in it. They're at Coffee One, Ruth's old shop. But you're not the barista, Ruth. You're out of it. You're okay. They step through the door. There's people all around. The shepherds have arrived. Excuse me, everybody. Whoa. Hello. Boy, hello. That was very good. Thank you. That's all stage managed. Got great news for you. You wouldn't believe what's happened to us. And they start to explain the story. Now, there's two older ladies in the corner around a table chatting to each other. And they pause to listen, but one of them soon starts to ignore. She says to her friend, she says, look at the state of those shepherds. Don't they stink? Dirty, smelly. How come this coffee shop even lets them in? I only take my news from the BBC or from Cambridge University. I'm not having any of these shepherds telling me anything. The other one chimed in. Oh, I quite agree, Gladys. Just as my old mother used to say, nothing good will ever come from Google Apps. All that newfangled technology and all those radio waves by your heads. No, no, no. Messes with you. Poor people. On another table, sitting on his own, is a middle-aged man in a suit. He's a travelling businessman. He's been around. He's seen it, done it, got the T-shirt. He listens to the message and it kind of warms his heart up. But then he grunts and gulps down his coffee. Because he's travelled a lot and he knows there's very little good news to be had. What with the cost of living going up, long queues for hospital treatment, not enough money for the schools, and news around the world. Don't get him started on that. He has a world-weary frown across his face. So for a moment, let's just remember people like that. There is hope for them. And I'm going to ask Amy to lead us in a prayer. And who's my notice? Okay. Come on down. Thank you. Thanks, Dougie. Go on again.
God of love, we pray for many people this year who will enjoy Christmas celebrations but have not yet heard or accepted or understood what Christmas is really all about. We pray for all those who have closed their hearts and minds to Jesus, refusing to listen or to consider further, rejecting him as so many rejected him at his coming. Bring breakthrough into our worlds this Christmas, breaking through cozy traditions, narrow horizons, and neatly packed celebrations. Bring breakthrough into the troubles and torments of our world. We pray for the peacemakers seeking to bring peace between Israel and Gaza, between Russia and Ukraine, between different local armies in Sudan, Libya, and Afghanistan. We pray for refugees struggling to find a safe haven, a long-term future, and hope for a better day. We pray for anyone sucked up in these whirlwinds of turmoil, danger and pain, who despair of seeing freedom or justice, peace or reconciliation. May they this season glimpse something of your love revealed in Christ, who has dwelt among us, suffered and died on a cross, who rose again and is alive today, seeking to draw all to him. For all such we pray. Amen.
Our fourth short message is go tell, and it's personal. In the coffee shop, we're still there. The barista, the one who creates the coffee, the drinks, the chocolates, the Christmas ones with the cream, and then you put in the gingerbread man. You seen those? Very nice. The barista watches carefully what's going on. She listens to the shepherd's story carefully. And as she does so, she wipes a tear from her eye because she is full of anxiety, full of real worry that's really getting into the core of who she is. You know those feelings? The coffee shop, you see, is being moved to a new build housing area. And she's not sure if she's going to keep her job. Then her husband has just received some worrying blood results. Then on top of it all, her oh-so-special grandmother died just 6 months ago. This hard-working barista wants to share the message and wants to know the excitement and joy that the shepherds have got. But she can't. She just can't do it because everything seems so painful and too close and too dark. And in that way, she's just like us on occasions, because we've all been there, haven't we? And if we haven't, we will be at some point. When dark clouds seem to swirl around us and we don't know what to do. So let's light a candle and say a prayer for everybody who feels sad this Christmas. And we're going to say a prayer of hope. And I'm going to ask Chloe and Nick to come forward for that, please. Nick, it's up to you. There you go.
Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we come to give thanks for the season to see ourselves, the truth discovered by the shepherds, to worship Jesus Christ and offer our gifts of praise. We come asking you to use us for your plans and purposes that you have for each one of us, just as the shepherds had long ago. As we gather over these coming days, may we grow closer to you as we worship together, and may we be reminded of your wonderful love. Come alive in our hearts as we seek you this day. Save us, O Lord, from becoming overfamiliar with the season, from ever imagining that we know all there is to know, or presuming that we have understood all there is to understand. Teach us to listen to your voice, look for your presence, to hear your call, and to respond to your guidance. May we, like the shepherds, go towards you with open hearts and minds with willingness to be used for your eternal purposes. Teach us to follow in your footsteps. Amen.
So our headings so far: go fearless, go see the baby, the peace child, go tell, go personal, and finally, go home. But just stay for a few more minutes here, yeah. In the coffee shop, we're still there one last time. One of the shepherds breaks away from the main group and goes over to the cake section. I have much experience of going over to the cake section. Because he's noticed a tear in the barista's eye. Remember, a barista is the one who makes the coffee and does the hot chocolates. He orders 4 tasty cake treats. And as I wrote this, these are my favourites, just for notes. Chocolate, lemon drizzle, blueberry muffin, and caramel cream. Yeah. But he doesn't take them to the shepherds. He takes them to the barista as a gift for a family. Because the shepherd knew that somehow the gift of this new baby, this peace child, was the beginning of the answer to this woman's pain. When she was ready, God would be waiting for her, keen to embrace her in his wonderful, compassionate love. The prophet Isaiah 53, describes the situation of human life is like being a sheep. A sheep that's gone wandering off, away from the good shepherd. And the Bible explains on many occasions that the sheep, us, need to come home to the good shepherd. And the good shepherd, Jesus, is looking for the sheep who've wandered off. Jesus told a famous story, a parable. That's a story with deeper meaning, called the prodigal son. And in it, Jesus explains about this son who'd wandered off from the dad, who'd gone and done his own thing and got into all sorts of problems. But when eventually the son comes home again, the dad's waiting and is so happy to see his son. that they then have a celebration party. Are we ready to come home this Christmas? Have you seen the light guiding your path? Then the celebrations can really begin.